Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, September 11th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Once again, this Tuesday morning, we want to prepare a message we worked on throughout the morning and now share it through the podcast and through the day, through the written word, that we want to bring encouragement to our listeners today. Today's message is titled, Hope Endures. We have several scripture texts related to hope. Psalm 39, 6 and 7, the Psalm of David. A brief word from Jeremiah the prophet in Lamentations 3:21, and the very last portion of 1 Corinthians 13.
Man is a mere phantom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love.
Today is, of course, the anniversary of the attacks of September 11th. Evil has gone on unabated since the fall of the human race, but some calamitous days are noteworthy reminders. Most of us remember very graphically the lasting impact of 9/11, such as where we were at the time and how we spent that day. I was in a meeting in York County that morning. When I first walked into an office, I saw the live coverage and listened on as the secretary began to weep uncontrollably. Initially, as I watched the burning Trade Center, my mind refused to believe this to be a reality, since we're accustomed to dramatic, graphic fiction on the television screen. Well, it was real. I then drove home across the Susquehanna River and began to wonder if freedom and the good life, as we had known it up to that point, was over. We had a staff meeting, but our attention was so diverted, and everyone wanted to gather with their families, so our supervisor canceled the meeting. Most of us recall sitting in shock and disbelief in front of our TVs the rest of that day and the days that followed.
The next morning, we sent out a message on hope, and several days ago, a longtime reader requested that we revise that message and resend it. It is indeed still appropriate and always will be. So today, as we studied through the Bible using the keyword hope, we pondered on the verses as we proceeded.
Hope is one of the most necessary spiritual and emotional components of life. Without it, we live in despair. In the book of Lamentations, the prophet Jeremiah is living through the times of Judah's final conquest. In the portion that precedes the daily verse, he describes the horrible, despicable events that accompany this time. And Jeremiah seems to be teetering on despair.
But the daily text is one of the greatest transition verses in all of Scripture. In the midst of this terrific despair, Jeremiah writes, "This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope." What Jeremiah called to mind brought hope from despair, and today, some 2,600 years later, it will do so for us as we reflect on these immutable attributes of our loving God.
Hope endures. The nature of the hope we have is foundationally a spiritual hope. Life, as many of us have known it or desire it to be on this earth, is not guaranteed by God. The hope that endures is the assurance that ultimately God will cause, and I quote from Romans 8:28, all things to work out for the good to those who love Him, to those called according to His purpose. This is an enduring hope in which we can all be absolutely confident.
Let's pray. Father, we solemnly consider the catastrophic impact that terrorists have permanently etched in our painful memories from events of 9/11, 2001. Though we witnessed mayhem and saw evil at its worst, mercifully, we also witnessed acts of goodness at their best. We are not without hope, For we know that you are a God of hope that fills believers with all joy and peace as they trust in you, so that they may overflow with hope by the power of your Holy Spirit. Help us to spread the overflowing, enduring hope that does not diminish in the midst of evil, but instead it focuses our heart on the holy city, the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem where your presence is with your people, where you will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and there will be no more death, sadness, crying, or pain, because all the old ways are gone, for you will make all things new. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.
Amen. And that indeed is an enduring hope. Well, thank you for listening to us today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Don't have a lot of extra material up, but something very special we're introducing today that's been on my wife's heart. She loves the hymns. Now, we both enjoy contemporary praise and worship course as well, but we have a firm commitment that we still need the great hymns of the church and need to teach them to our children, and she has prepared stories that go along with these hymns. Several weeks ago, we had two young ladies in our home, Amber Martin and Lauren Gingrich, who are musicians with the viola, and we used a keyboard, and we recorded hymns, and Brooksine today shares the story of Great is Thy Faithfulness with these two musicians playing in the background. They're recording. We have a link to that on our site today. We hope in the coming weeks to introduce more and more of these hymn stories. Eventually, we hope to have a CD. We plan to give the CD away, particularly in nursing home type settings, people that could be blessed by that. Thankfully, with the old hymns, we don't have to worry about the copyright restrictions that would be the case with newer music. Well, thank you again for joining us today, and may you have that assurance of an enduring hope in Christ.